Peter Constable is the Zone 4 representative for the Alberta Pulse Growers. He joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Peter, thank you very much for joining us. So it's been a little bit of time since we said how do you do to the Alberta Pulse Growers. From your perspective, how are things going?
Pretty good. Thanks, Keith, for having me again. It's been a while, but yeah, things are going fairly great at APG. I think we had a pretty strong year with pulses, all things considered, with the dry year, but some parts of the province drier than others, but I think things, all things considered, was pretty good.
You yourself, you mentioned the dry season that happened. You yourself, you're a farmer. How do you think the harvest season went?
Harvest went well. For pulses anyway, it was an early start on our farm, and I think in a lot of other regions of the province, it was an early start, so I think the pulse harvest was all right. For the rest of the harvest, I think it may have dragged on a little bit with the wet weather here lately, but all things considered, I think it's okay.
The Alberta Pulse Growers has got their annual general meeting coming up, and the Pulse Growers are looking for volunteer positions and possibly some board members to fill some positions, I guess specifically in the Peace region. From what I understand, you got 7 positions to fill, possibly with the Peace region itself. How do you think that's going to look?
Yeah, we have our fall meeting in November. So this year, the fall zone AGM is in Fairview, and yes, we have 7 of 8 advisor positions available. So we're definitely looking for some more volunteers. We have a few people lined up that have stepped up to take a couple of the positions, from what I hear. But we're still looking for more, and it's a great opportunity to get to know what's happening with the commission and maybe even step into, like as you say, as a director in the future. So there's a few perks of being an advisor. You get to know what's happening in the industry and when it comes to research projects, and also get paid admission to the Crossroads conference that happens in January. So that's kind of a nice perk as well.
How good is it to have, I guess you could call it, new blood, new ideas coming into the Alberta Pulse Growers, especially from the Peace region where things are booming a little bit as they were?
Well, it's always great to have turnover. You like to have new people every so often. You don't always want the same voice on the commission or on the advisor position, so it would be really great to have some new blood. And that's why I joined, was to see some stuff happening up in the Peace Country. And we have research associations, and we have a lot of farmers doing different things up here. So it's nice to get that heard and get the message across, like with the fellow directors on the board, so, and to work together.
Now, if I'm not mistaken here, Peter, at the annual general meeting, you're speaking after lunch at the AGM. What is the topic of discussion?
That's called Lentils After Lunch. So I'll be joined by Robin Davidson. She's the pulse crop specialist at Lakeland College, and alongside with Derek Drayson, he's a trading manager at AgriCorp. So we'll be chatting about lentils from a marketing perspective, research perspective, and I'll be giving the farmer perspective, because I've been growing it a few years here, and there's seems to be a couple other farmers that have been doing it quite a while in the Peace Country, so we're hoping that maybe we can get some more traction, some more acres up here, and it can be done, and some people maybe just want to know a little bit more information. So if they do, they can join us after lunch on November 12th from 1 to 2 p.m.
Has lentils flown a little bit under the radar as far as a crop is concerned, especially up here in the Peace region?
I think it has. I think some guys are just maybe a little reluctant to try it, or I think it's just a Saskatchewan crop or a Southern Alberta crop, but it's been proven, like for myself, and there's a few other growers that have done it many times and have had great success with it. So it's probably something that can be grown a few more acres for sure up here in the Peace, which would be great for our organization and great for farmers to have another crop.
As far as crops are concerned, as far as the agriculture sector in the Peace region is concerned here, Peter, how optimistic are you heading into 2025?
Always optimistic, I guess, as a farmer, but we have a lot of political stuff going on in the world right now, so it's tough to say what's actually going to happen, but always hope for the best, and hopefully next year we get some rain and have some great crops again.
Fingers crossed that we do. Yeah. Peter Constable is the Zone 4 representative for the Alberta Pulse Growers. Peter, sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks for having me.